Okay, so we were discussing yesterday different halachas that could come up b'negei of building a Beis HaKnesses. So we spoke about the halacha building the Beis HaKnesses on the highest point, and that the Beis HaKnesses should be taller than the other buildings. And we went through that, building the Beis HaKnesses in a beautiful way. And then we began that there's a shayla in the Paiskim about taking donations from Goyim in order to build the Beis HaKnesses, which the Ramah in Siman Reish and Dalet in Yordea, and the Shulchan Aruch over there also in Reish and Tes, a matter. It's mashma that the same thing will be for building the Beis HaKnesses, and it's mashma in the Rambam that that even if they're donating a specific part of the Beis HaKnesses, this room, this wall, this thing of it is also, and the different Achayim speak about, even though they point out that even though we don't take money from the Goyim to give to Aniyim, and therefore one will have to be careful that if you have extra money from the building of the Beis HaKnesses and you want to just give it to Aniyim, perhaps you won't be able to use this money that you got from the Goyim. However, from a mummer, from someone who's considered a mummer, someone who's Mechal Shabbos Mefahesia, or Mumma Lahachis, someone who's out to do Averis in order to, for the sake of doing Averis, not because he has a taifa. And even if it's one specific Avera, so from such a person who's brought down, the Ramah brings down that one should not, we should not take the Davis from him for other things than for building the basic Knesset. The Zachar is the same thing, and that's why it's Mashma and the Shach and Yerudea that, that we don't take it. However, there are those that are matir. There's a Chuvas David Mesham from the Chabina Rav and Chedek Gimel Sun Tzadi, hey, where he wants to be matir, where the Michal Shabbos wants to give a donation, Leila Nishmas's father, who was a from Jew, who's the Yirei Shemayim. And he wants to say over there, perhaps building a Talmud Torah, another interesting point, maybe building a Talmud Torah, a school, is more kal than building a Beis HaKnesses. And it could be, is when you do, when he's doing it, the Zecher, someone else does Taka Zechiyah for the other person, so that's also a purpose. I remember once hearing a Svara, and this is what yeshivas used, there's the famous donor of buildings, which is on the, on the, his name is on, used to be on many, many buildings of the older yeshivas. And it, the purpose he was because they allowed him because perhaps his grandchildren will be walking down the streets and see the name of the grandfather and will bring them back to Yiddishkeit. So there could be other cheshbonos over here, which will be matter. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis and Kufnu Nal of Sif Yud Beis, he speaks out there that one has to be careful not to use the aliyah agave Beis HaKnesses, the floor above the Beis HaKnesses. One shouldn't use it for a tashmish kavua of genai. For example, genai, he's having a hard time opening the door. For a tashmish of genai, thank you very much. For a tashmish of genai, like to sleep there or other tashmishim, and he brings that it's even a suffix of his mitzvah to use it for other things. The Ramah says that this halacha is only when it's a Beis HaKnesses kavua that was built mitchila for this, but a room which laid on there miyachid for building the for Beis HaKnesses, it's mitzvah to sleep on top of it. So this shaila comes up many times, and sometimes in smaller cities and different places, they don't have enough money to build a Beis HaKnesses, especially in the beginning of the Kila. So it starts off in someone's basement. You have basement shuls, and they start off in the basement. So can the people over on top use it could they put their bedroom on top of the room where the Beis HaKnesses is? The Mishnah Berurah writes that, he says, that which the minig olam in the cities is to rent, but the kinesios lizman, and they rent it for temporary times. Then they use the downstairs, the basements, and above them is the base dira. Shemotzu Sham Tinoika is Vidava Ma'os, where children, they didn't have diapers and good diapers, though they said children running around meant that there was dirt lying around. If it's a temporary thing, perhaps that's not a problem. So the Mishmur is saying already that if it's just a temporary place until you get to the next place, that may not be a problem, which in the Sharitzini speaks out that even according to the reason of the Taz, that you're not allowed to daven there, could be still, it's still mutter. But again, this is a heter which is brought down in other paiskim also. Other paiskim bring down the other tshuvas about where it's a shasat chak, if it's a case where there's no other choice, so then we'll be mekel. There's another interesting shaila that's brought down. If let's say the person who lives above the shul is a guy, and he has different types of statues that he worships or that he thinks he worships, things like that. It's before in the Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel, Chelkei Simin Yud, that we're not worried about that. We make shuls even though the person living above is a guy, because that is no Isser. The Isser is they shouldn't live above the Beis Knesset. No, the Isser is not mitzvah that he's a guy. It's the living purposes. There's a Avnei Nezer that talks about this also. Avnei Nezer says, Avnei Nezer wants to make a chilek. He says that Shemati the Lenhiki Kvasei becomes a gdan, she efshala hasig mokam the spalm lay itstark la dakti shleya based dear lamala. It's very difficult to get a place with Avni if you're going to be medactic that no one should be living above it. He says, however, there's a big chilik. He takes the approach the other way. He says, there's a big chilik between if a stroll's living over there or a guy's living over there. He says, if a stroll's living above, so then we're not so worried about it. Again, this is a shadow which if someone is building a basic nessus, or someone built a basic nessus, one should approach a rav to find out what the din of living above the basic nessus is. There's another halacha that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf and Aleph Sif Yud that even after the shul is, let's say, destroyed or something happened to it, still has a certain kedusha. And just like when noyig kavod when it's biyishuv, when it's being used, so too when noyig kavod when it's in its chorbin. Obviously, you're not going to have to sweep or wash the area like we learned earlier, but if it starts to grow, these growths that grow on the buildings or on the rocks, that's already a bezayin, and that makes sense not. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Tolshim oisam amanichin oisam b'mkayimam." You take them off, but you leave it there because of agmas nefesh. Kedei sheyiru ha'am v'toyer rucham v'shtadlu l'vnoisam. In order that people should want to rebuild it. And in this halacha, there's no chilik between chutzaretz and eretz Yisrael. Now there are other halachas that do come up over here in building a basic knesset, which we spoke about one of them earlier about if it's a place which was used for Avodah Zarah, building it on Shabbos. There's a long Tosfos, but the halacha ma'aseh one should not build it on Shabbos. Even Chol Moed there's Isser, some Amata depending on the situation. And then there's in the Tzura of the basic Knesset itself how to build it. It should be windows, it should be facing Yerushalayim, and different dinim like that. It could be where the door should be. There's halachas, if you're building, how to build it, where how the set up the seats in the basic Knesset facing the front, people in the front facing the crowd, different halachas like that. in the building of the Beis Knesses. Perhaps we'll go into it, or we'll continue in Yetz Hashem with the next siman, which goes into Halachas of Pesukim Zirim. So maybe since we have one more day before Shavuos, so we'll continue with some more interesting dinim about Beis Knesses. And then after Shavuos, we'll start Be'ezus Hashem, the Halachas of Pesukim Zimra. Everyone should have a wonderful day.